Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever not followed instructions? What happened?
你曾经不想要遵守一些的指示或规定吗？会发生什么事呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13 in the Bible.
今天跟你分享的经文在箴言十三章十三节。
He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13.
箴言十三章十三节，藐视训言的自取灭亡，敬畏诫命的必得善报。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下今天这段经文的意思。
He who scorns, scorns, S-C-O-R-N-S, scorns.
一开始说 he who scorns, he, 他,这个他用 who, W-H-O 来引导一个子句,形容这个他是怎么样一个他。He who scorns,Scorns 就是藐视、轻视，叫做 scorns, S-C-O-R-N-S, he who scorns. 所以就是说藐视的人怎么样呢？
Instruction, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, instruction.
藐视什么呢？藐视指示或藐视教训的人， he who scornsinstruction, instruction 就是指示或教训 ,I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, instruction. He who scorns instruction, 藐视教训的人会怎么样呢？
Will pay for it. Pay, P-A-Y, for, F-O-R, it, I-T, pay for it.
He who scorns instruction, 藐视教训的人 will 即将呢 pay for it, 就是付出代价 pay for it, P-A-Y 空格 F-O-R 再空格 I-T, pay for it, 就是会付出代价。那这一小段中文圣经把它翻译成藐视训言的自取灭亡。
But he who respects, respects, R-E-S-P-E-C-T-S, respects.
接着说 but, 但是呢 he who respects, he who respects, 就是尊重的人、这个 he who 跟刚刚的、句型是一样的。这样的一个他是怎么样一个他呢？ respects, 尊重什么什么叫做 respects。R-E-S-P-E-C-T-S, respect, 尊重什么呢？
A command, command, C-O-M-M-A-N-D, command.
尊重命令 command 就是命令 C-O-M-M-A-N-D, respect a command, 尊重一个命令的人会怎么样呢？
Is rewarded, rewarded.R-E-W-A-R-D-E-D, rewarded.
尊重命令的人会受到奖赏，会有善报。Rewarded 就是受奖赏。R-E-W-A-R-D-E-D, rewarded, 就是受奖赏，有善报的意思。那这一段的经文，中文圣经翻译成敬畏诫命的必得善报。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的这一段经文。
He who scorns instruction, will pay for it. But he who respects a command is rewarded. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13.
箴言十三章十三节，藐视训言的，自取灭亡；敬畏诫命的，必得善报。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们分享的时间。
Honestly speaking, some instructions or commands never work, right? Why should I pretend that I'll follow them?
我们今天要思考的问题是，有人说，老实说啊，有些训言或诫命根本行不通，不是吗？为什么我要假装我会照着做呢？
We follow God's commands, not because they always work immediately.
我们顺服上帝的命令，并不是因为这些命令马上就见效，马上就看到效果。
They do not always solve all our problems, and life does not suddenly work out.
这些命令不会总是马上解决我们所有的问题，而且我们的生命也不会突然间就没问题了。
In the Bible, Job followed God's instructions, but many things went wrong in his life.
举例来说，在圣经里面，约伯他也顺服上帝的命令，但是呢，对他而言，他的生活，他的生命有好多的事情都非常的凄惨。
We follow God's instructions and commands because God asked us to.
我们顺服上帝的指示与命令，因为上帝要我们这样子做。
God gives us hope that even if things do not work immediately,
上帝给我们盼望，就是呢，即使事情并不是马上就解决。
He promises us he will protect us, guide us, and all will work for our good.
但是他应许我们，他要保护我们，他要引导我们，而且一切的结果都会对我们是有所帮助的。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这段的经文。
He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13.
箴言十三章十三节，藐视训言的，自取灭亡；敬畏诫命的，必得善报。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us. We would love to hear from you.
如果你有任何问题或建议，请写信给我们，我们很乐意收到你的来信。
We have teaching materials on our website for you to download. Please check it out.
我们有讲义在网站上供您下载，你可以前往看看哦。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。